This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Mr. Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railway and port sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives, citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative, Ek Ped Makinam. Mr. Modi informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media can help in making it a mass movement. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla Complex in Mumbai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Mr. Shah will also participate in Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. The centre has given more power to the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. The Union Home Ministry has amended the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019, significantly strengthening the authority of the Lieutenant Governor. A notification amending the transaction of business rules under the Act has been issued by the central government. These rules will come into force on the date of their publication in the Official Gazette, the notification stated. Another batch of 4,889 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu early this morning for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 187 vehicles. Of these, 1,896 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp at 3:05 a.m. and 2,993 for Pahalgam Base Camp at 3:55 a.m. from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. The highly anticipated and historic opening of Lord Jagannath's treasure trove, Ratna Bandar in Puri, commences today. This momentous event, announced by Odisha Law Minister Prithviraj Harichandan, marks a significant chapter in the cultural and religious heritage of Puri. The state government's approval of the standard operating procedures recommended by a higher-level committee further underscores the importance of this occasion. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last night. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting. Another spectator is in serious condition. Trump dropped to the ground and was swarmed by Secret Service agents after shots rang out while he spoke on stage. He had blood on his face as he was rushed away. Secret Service said Trump is safe and under protective measures. The shooting is being investigated as an attempted assassination. In a statement, Trump has thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. It said extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Konkan, Goa and Ghat areas of central Maharashtra till Tuesday. IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbh are likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. In cricket, India will face Zimbabwe in the fifth and final T20 international match of the series at Harare Sports Club today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. IST. Team India already have a winning lead of 3-1 over the hosts. After facing defeat in the very first match of the series, the Shubman Gill-led men in blue pull things in their favour against Sikandar Raza's young Zimbabwe team. In Wimbledon tennis, the men's singles final will be played today between world number 2 Novak Djokovic and defending Spanish champion Carlos Alcaraz at the iconic centre court of the All England Club in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.